Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عاتب أخاك بالإحسان إليه واردد شره بالإنعام عليه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "Admonish your brother comrade by good behavior towards him, and ward off his evil by favoring him."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about Imam Ali, alayhi salam, his universal persona, his beautiful persona, his all-encompassing persona, his persona which is practical and applicable to the present day as we speak, and we continue to get lessons one after the other from His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, one of the things that's really interesting is, and of course it's a part of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, we find that His Eminence was very charitable. He was very generous throughout his life. It is famously related how His Eminence used to go in the streets of the city of Medina, as well as the city of Kufa. And in the middle of the night, he used to hand out and distribute food and wealth and clothing and meat to the poor and the needy of both the cities of Medina and Kufa when His Eminence was living in these cities respectively. And so, you know, we find that this is, I mean, it's a really an amazing amount of generosity and charity and altruism that's going on, you know. But what's even more beautiful is that nowhere do we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam reminds these people of the favors that he has done to them. And so it kind of, you know, begs the question that perhaps this is another very beautiful quality that goes hand in hand with charity, and that is to not remind other people of the favors that one has done to them. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, you give somebody charity or you help somebody out. Like, it's not charity, you just help somebody out. You know, you do them a favor. You give them a helping hand, and some time passes, and then after that, you know, there's some kind of a fallout, and then, you know, in the middle of an argument or while you're angry or while a quarrel is going on, you end up saying, well, I did such and such for you, and I did this and that for you, and you're so ungrateful. So this here, and it, even though it doesn't have to be done in a manner where one is angry, I mean, you can just do it regularly just to kind of rub it in another person's face or to try to get a favor out of them. You remind them of your favor. In any of these situations, in all of these situations, this kind of reminding the person, throwing that favor in their face, is really something that destroys that helping hand, that generosity that you had done in the first place. And it's very sad because, you know, you have something of a good deed on your ledger of deeds when you did that generosity, when you helped somebody, when you did somebody a favor. And then later on down the line, that generosity is erased because you reminded in a mean way, in a rude way, in a cruel way, you reminded the other person of the favor that you did to them. And not only is that original generosity erased, but most probably, you know, a bad deed is written on your ledger of accounts because you most probably will hurt the feelings of the other person. I mean, nobody likes to, you know, have favors reminded of the favors done to them, thrown at their face, you know. So we have to be very careful. Yes, be generous, be helpful, give a helping hand. But at the same time, don't, you know, constantly remind the other person of the favors that you have done because it destroys the generosity. A very interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
Oh Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome, my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And these are the words of Ali, where he says, لا يقاس بآل محمد من هذه الأمة أحد. No one in this ummah can be compared to the family of the Prophet. The problem with Dr. Tahir al-Qadiri is this. When they put Ali on the same level as others, and that is injustice to Ali himself. And Ali says, لا يقاس. Nobody from the Ummah should be brought on the same level as Ali Muhammad. Why? وَلَا يُسَوَّ بِهِمْ مَنْ جَرَتْ نِعْمَتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ عَبَدًا. The one who is under their obligation cannot ever be equal to them. What is Ali saying here? The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the Ummah through the intermediary of Ali Muhammad. They are the wasitae phase, where they are the link between the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Muslims. And if they are the link, they are superior to the rest of the ummah. And so it would not be right to compare anyone from the ummah with Ali Muhammad. So Ali Muhammad and Ummat Muhammad are not on the same level. And we don't have to go very far. Look at Salat. In Tashahud, what do? We recite the testimony of Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we testify to the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah. What do Muslims across the board, what do? After that? They recite salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad in their namaz. They are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nobody can say that I will replace it one day and say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ashabihi, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa azwajihi, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ummatihi. No, it has to be Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.